think of all the possibilities that an RV brings. Hi there, folks. Cher Lichtman here, Mike Thompson RV in Cathedral City. We sell all of the top RV brands in the country, and we pride ourselves on finding you the RV of your dreams. Imagine being out there in the campgrounds and on the open road in a safe, affordable RV from Mike Thompson RV in Cathedral City. Come let us show you the meaning of customer delight. Visit us at 68318 Palm Canyon Drive in Cathedral City or call us at 760-324-3651.
It's our golden anniversary. Eisenhower Health is celebrating 50 years with this wonderful community. From the day we opened our medical center back in 1971, we've done all we can to keep our relationship meaningful. We've created a valley-wide network of primary and specialty care clinics, recruited exceptional physicians and staff, invested in advanced technologies, and worked to meet your changing healthcare needs, from developing our renowned robotic surgery program to providing specialty care for the LGBTQ community. We expanded our cancer program to provide advanced services through our affiliation with UC San Diego Health. We became an accredited teaching hospital to attract talented new physicians to the area. And we continue to earn certifications, awards, and high rankings for quality and safety. So here's to us, to you, and to the next 50 years. Learn more at EisenhowerHealth.org.
If you can't get in to see your doctor as soon as you'd like, Desert Oasis Healthcare has you covered with four conveniently located immediate care clinics. Your health and well-being is our top priority. We follow all CDC guidelines for safety. Desert Oasis Healthcare members can call our patient helpline 24/7 at 760-969-6555. Find out why we say your health, your life, our passion.
From the Joey English Show, here is this hour's mystery song.
Starry, starry night.
Oh. Okay, Joey pals, this is a very special week. This is the week the music died. And we're featuring the songs of Don McLean. You know this, don't you, Brian? He already sang you the title twice.
Vincent Van Gogh. I love Vincent Van Gogh.
Yes. Starry, starry night. Is that the name? And this is, of course, Don McLean. So on February 3rd, which is today's the 31st. I got to change the month. Tomorrow's the first second. On Thursday is the day the Big Bopper, Richie Valens, and Buddy Holly.
It's only fitting. It's Grammys week, right? The Grammys tonight?
Is it?
I think so.
The 31st?
Yeah.
There was nothing going on, and all of a sudden, there's everything going on.
It's the music theme. It's like,
yes.
Yeah, it's a beautiful song. Beautiful song.
Don McLean has been what I call a professional friend for many years, and he lives here. And we've worked together a couple of times, and he used to tease me that he would not tell us what the words to American Pie meant. And then he teased me that one April, which is when he wrote it, April of 71 or whatever it was, that he was going to sell the rights to someone and tell them what all the words meant. And he's never told us, so I'm going to get him back on these microphones, and Nigel's going to hold him down, and we're going to say, tell us what the lyrics stand for. We know Chevy to the levee, but the levee, we get that. But there's a lot we want. It's a very long song.
You're going to have to get him lubed and just have him loose lips sink ships.
You know who this is. He's back. We had fun with Tanner last week. Do you know who Tanner? Maybe you don't. I was with Helene. Tanner is a life coach over at Desert Oasis Healthcare. And he taught us things you never think about. What happens to you inside that causes you to fall, and what happens around you outside that causes you to fall. And my kitty cat was to blame for running under your legs, dogs and cats. And
oh,
rugs.
Yeah. I just tripped on the way over here today. I tripped over Teresa's bra. I figured out it was a booby trap.
Where's the edit button, Nigel? Ding, ding, da-dum, dum. We need that too. Make a note. Yeah.
That was drum. Like the Twilight Zone.
Yeah, that too.
No, that's And that's a very sensitive subject for us because...
Oh, bras?
No, just falls. I mean...
Oh, gosh, yes.
You know, just losing one's balance and perception. As you get older, and it's devastating when you think about...
Why are you looking at me?
I'm not looking at you in that way.
I see. You know what he told us to do? Stand up behind the chair, put both hands on the back of the chair, and lift one foot. Then lift...
The other foot.
I knew you were going to say that. That's what I said. Then lift one of your arms and see if you can still be balanced. And then lift your second arm. So now you're standing on one foot. I tried that at home. I can do that.
Well, that's good.
Yeah.
Yeah, these are there's a lot of simple exercises that people can do. Not to mention, you know, get your eyes checked. Your hearing can actually affect, you know, one's balance. Your hearing? Yes.
Oh, your inner ear. Yeah. Vertigo, things like that, you mean?
Yeah, well, even people that are losing their hearing, not just inner vestibular, loss of vestibular function, but just even hearing have issues with balance and function.
Gee whiz.
Yeah, I'm getting there. I think it is all the hair that grows in your ear and other body parts as you get older.
Now your hair's growing in your ear. Oh, good. I love it when you're here and we talk about other things, but I know... Before we get to the medicine cabinet, you need to give us a report on my DOHC. My dear friend Helene LeClaire and I went to Pacifica last Wednesday night.
Nice.
And then to the McCallum with Mike and Tammy.
What was the show? I think...
It was Steve Solomon. And he's so funny. He did our show maybe before things shut down. What was that? Over two years ago.
Right.
He came to the McCallum. And, you know, he did a radio interview with us, but he's much funnier on stage. I mean, you know, think about it. You can't do your act on the radio. There's no audience. There's no...
Right, and there's things you can't say right on the radio.
Yes. But it was wonderful, Joey Pals. I'm sorry you missed it. But anyway, Helene and I were talking about how much these reports have meant to everybody, but how long they have gone on. We are now in...
What, 100?
Oh, let me think. I've stopped writing it down.
It's triple digits. It's sad. You know, we have conversations.
97, 98, 99, 100th.
Whoa. This is a special show then, 100 times we've had to talk about this. And we, you know what? I have to tell you, we're getting close where I'm just going to say I'm not going to talk about it anymore.
People feel that way.
It's, you know what? There truly is. It's COVID fatigue. And we've made a conscious effort. I think when I say we, like the U.S. has made a conscious effort that we know we're going to have to live with it. It's going to be endemic. I'm shocked.
Tell everybody what that means.
That means it's going to be,
always with us.
It's going to circulate like the flu and it's going to be around forever.
Always have a booster.
Well, we'll always... Boosters, yeah, just plan on getting a shot every week or something, or having a shot a week.
How long is always long enough?
Yeah, no, and you know, it's crazy in that, you know, everything that we learned, and you and I have had this conversation, everything that we thought we knew at the beginning, and then we learned, and then we had to unlearn it, and now
it's circling back.
And now we're unlearning it again, and it's really just based on people focusing on what we're finding, you know, in patients who have been sick. It's nuts. So
we were at dinner, and you know Mike, and Mike started to look on his phone for his vaccination certificate, and he couldn't pull it up on his phone. We all panicked. I mean, you can't get in the McCallum without photo ID to prove that is your vaccination certificate and a mask. I mean, and we sat there and laughed. We were all able to laugh. Even with our masks on, I was happy for that.
Yeah, and I think, you know, we're going to have it with us. And if it's not Omicron, it's going to be Omicron Junior. And right now we know there's sub-variants of Omicron.
That's a question from a Joey Powell.
And the World Health Organization, I think, said just on Friday last week that, you know, they're expecting to see this virus become more transmissible, if you can believe that.
Omicron, no.
Well, the next variant is going to be probably more transmissible, which is unbelievable. Just by staring at someone, you might be able to get somebody given COVID. But they expect that you're going to see a continued diminution of the virulence of the virus. Now, what's odd is in Riverside County right now, so if you're listening and you want to know, it's bad out there.
Yes.
We're still at over 225 cases per 100,000.
In Orange County.
No, this is Riverside County.
Oh, excuse me.
You know,
225 cases per 100,000.
Yeah, that's a lot of cases.
We were down to three.
We've been up and down like a yo-yo. There were 200 patients in the hospitals just last Thursday. So what's happening is everyone's getting this, and those who aren't vaccinated, I harp on this, are being hospitalized. And they're not dying as much. We're getting a lot of deaths. There's a death lag that we're going to see because of all these people that are hospitalized. There's always a lag in hospitalizations and a lag in deaths because these people are in the hospital for 2 to 3 weeks now. So they're sick still, and people are still getting sick.
But they're not as sick, are they?
Oh, well, these people are.
The unvaccinated. I've heard that.
These people are sick. You know, I think we used
Helene
to say.
Helene and I were talking about a mutual friend we have that was not vaccinated and got COVID so badly, and he would have built a hospital, done anything. It was, I guess they say it's very painful and uncomfortable. You feel like you want to die.
Oh, we have a lot of, you know, it's sad, but we have a lot of patients who give up. You know, after 2 or 3 weeks, they don't want to go on the ventilator. It's tough to, you know, be on high flow oxygen with a mask and non-rebreather. You know, I mean, all the things that we have to do to try to, you know, proning, then all the therapies and stuff that we do.
Thank God you
people
have
get
them.
Tired. People get tired. It's a fight. Once you get and it's bad, it's a fight. But
most of the people who are, let's tell the good news, who are vaccinated and get Omicron, they have a little sniffle, they have a couple days of something, but they don't get really sick.
Yeah.
And it goes away in 5 days,
some less. And you know, the good news, let's just focus on good news. Because the good news is, you know, we're making a transition. The modeling shows this, that Omicron's going to run through us. Everyone is going to get it, has probably gotten it mostly. We're still seeing high numbers, but they're on the decline.
Have I had it?
Oh, I can just look at you and tell you, you probably haven't had it yet because you take such good care of yourself.
But I get up every morning, you know, my throat issue, and I have sniffles every morning because I'm up at 4:30 in the morning.
Well, then you should be testing. And you know what? I went online. we were telling patients, you know, once the government test site opened up,
yes,
you know, go online, see if you can get tests. They're starting to actually arrive now, so people are getting their free
Helene
tests.
Mentioned that. You're not going to be testing at DOHC.
Well, we're trying to shift from, we've been doing testing almost like a county test site.
Right.
So we've had 40 to 100 cars in our parking lot, people wanting to get tested for lots of reasons. I want to go back to work. I was exposed from a neighbor. I'm asymptomatic, but I just want to be tested now. You know, there's nothing related to us assessing, evaluating, treating. We want to focus more on the treatment piece now, if we can.
Okay.
And now that, you know, we've democratized testing. And the test kits are so, even though there was a shortage, they're starting to now.
They're going
to
come in the mail, she said.
They're going to come in the mail, but now even the pharmacies, and this is, that's a separate issue. But places who are able to get tests and sell tests are starting to get their supplies. So the supply chain is starting to be able to ramp up and produce tests so that you can go and buy them or get them for free. Because if you have a commercial health insurance now, the health plan is supposed to provide you up to 8 tests per month.
8 per
free.
Month?
8 per covered person.
Per month. Let me write that down.
Yeah. And so you can just check with your health plan and say, where do I go to get my test? The problem
where do
is
I get mine?
You could go to almost any pharmacy to get one or anyone else. You can even get
show
them online.
My DOHC card or what?
So this is an issue. Yeah. For you, you want to go to the government, getmycovidtest.gov.
Okay.
And then you want to order those because that way they're free for you.
Getmytest.gov.
Because this is important.
Eight per covered person per month.
That's for commercial insurance, though.
Oh.
Yeah, that's the good news and bad news.
Okay.
But anyway, if you can get tests for free and you can test yourself at home, then you don't need to sit in the parking lot for us to either hand you the same test and send you home. But if you're sick, I want to be clear on this. If you are sick if you have any symptoms or you tested positive, you can come to our sites and be evaluated for treatment. We are a full-service treatment center now. Every possible therapeutic that's available for COVID, we have. We still have monoclonal antibodies. We have the oral Paxlovid, Molnupiravir. We've got, we're getting, the county wants us to do Evusheld.
Whoa, that's a new one. Yeah, this,
E-V-A-S-H-E-L-D. I want to call it Evusheld, but really it's, this is, it's an injection. It's a two IM injections and it lasts for 6 months.
Intramuscular.
Right, so we don't have to infuse anything. These are for high-risk individuals who are like might have cancer and on treatment where we're worried that the vaccine is not going to be effective. And so we give you these, this IM injection, lasts for 6 months, and it should protect you from COVID and even the current variants.
If so, someone doesn't want to get a vaccine, stay with me now.
Yep.
Would they get the Evusheld. Or is that a vaccine? Or would they object?
It's really an IM monoclonal antibody that's long-lasting. It lasts, for, like I said, for 6 months.
So someone might get that if but they this, wouldn't
yeah,
get
but the
vaccine.
Yeah, but the FDA has approved that under an emergency use authorization. And so there's strict guidelines on who has access to this. This is supposed to be reserved for people who we know the vaccine, even the booster, might not protect them enough.
Gotcha.
Or they can't get the vaccine for some reason.
Now, this test that I can get from getmytest.gov, or if you're a regularly commercially insured person, will it tell me if I've had COVID?
No, these are not antibody tests. So these are antigen tests.
Antigen.
You can find out in as short as 10 minutes. They're easy to use. I've done my family numerous times, my neighbors, myself. You just have to, now it's just nasal swab, five swirls in one nose, nostril.
You don't have to go one.
Five in the other.
Nose.
Yeah. It's, and very easy to do. Honestly, like small children could probably do it. I'm not advocating. I'm just saying they're so easy to use.
Okay. And are they dependable?
And they're very, you know what, right now they're extremely dependable and getting better all the time.
Okay. Thank you so very much. Stay with us, if you would, please. If you're near your phones, I've got presents for you.